views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and welcome to Intuit University. I'm going to be here every Thursday at this same time, 12 o'clock Pacific time and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I will be here taking calls. And in fact, today is a call-in day. If you'd like to call, the number here is 800-930-2819. And I'm also going to be talking every week about the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional psychic and medium for a very long time. I'm the author of 3 books, the best-selling Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and the Miracle Workers Handbook. And I'd love it if you would check out my books. And also maybe take a look at my website, www.sherrydillard.com, and take a look at the classes I'm going to start to be offering in January. And then further into the winter, I'm going to start my Skype classes and online classes. So if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get the listings when they're ready to come out. So this has been quite a week. And I just want to start by sending a lot of love and thoughts and prayers to everybody who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy. It's been tremendously difficult for a lot of people. And, it's hard to kind of feel like, living in North Carolina, I've been through a few hurricanes and have not suffered the kind of losses that some people have in many hurricanes, and certainly this one. But I do know what it's like to go without power for a week to 10 days and be just concerned and worried about basic things like food and water and those things. So I certainly want to send my best to everyone who is suffering in any way with this. Today is the Day of the Dead, and it's also All Saints Day or All Souls Day. And today we are going to be talking about we're going to begin by talking about what is the Day of the Dead, what is that about, and then I want to talk about connecting with people on the other side, people who have passed over. I want to talk a little bit too about helping those on the other side that haven't made it into the light, that may be wandering or lost, and giving you some tips on how you can recognize when you yourself are connecting with somebody from the other side. So let me begin a little bit right now with talking a little bit about what is the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is, in Mexico and other Latin American countries, it's actually an official holiday where the government closes down and it's highly celebrated. This holiday began probably 3,000 years ago at least, with the indigenous people in Mexico, Brazil, and other parts of South America and Latin America. And it's a ritual that honors those on the other sides. It was actually originally an Aztec ritual that used the ritual of skulls and other kinds of, if you go to Mexico or even in this country, in Latin American populations, or even not, some people, all people can celebrate this and do, you'll see some of the that kind of, you know, the skulls and things like that. And in the Western understanding of this, this seems kind of, you know, macabre and dark or whatever. But in the original meaning of using skulls, crossbones, and those kinds of things, it was actually a way to honor those who had passed over, because the indigenous people didn't view death as the end of life the way more American and Western countries' cultures do. They actually viewed death as the continuation of life. It was used, skulls were used actually to symbolize death and rebirth, and to honor the dead, who they believed would come back during this time of year. Specifically on this day, they would come and revisit. And so part of the honoring of the dead in many countries is actually going into cemeteries and kind of having, you know, creating a party-like atmosphere, putting a lot of food, sugar candies, all kinds of decorations on the graves, opening their homes, and, you know, staying up all night, too, to hopefully to catch a glimpse of them or to feel their presence. And in Mexico, I believe all the children, today is the day where people honor the children who have passed over. And then tomorrow, November 2nd, is the day where adults who have passed over are honored. And it's a celebration that is actually, you know, kind of like a 24-hour celebration where people go to the graves and sit there and kind of eat their favorite foods and, like I said, hope to connect with those who have passed over. In the Christian, what happened when the Spanish came to Mexico and they kind of came across this ritual, they, of course, were not happy with it and wanted to convert a lot of the indigenous people to Catholicism and to kind of squash the ritual, which did not happen. But what did happen was that the Day of the Dead is also All Souls Day or All Saints Day, which is more of a Catholic, a Christian holiday, which celebrates the saints who have passed over and all souls who have passed over. I talked about this a little bit last weekend because I found it very interesting that All Souls Day is actually in the Christian belief originally. I don't think we do this anymore. In fact, I don't really think we celebrate this much at All Souls Day. But originally it was used to invite people who had passed over. It was believed they actually didn't go to heaven immediately, and there, you know, because keep in mind, Catholics also believed in purgatory, which was that place in between the earth and the light of heaven. And so it was a day when those in purgatory or in those in-between realms could be kind of launched into the heavens. So it's got an interesting history, I think. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? We are going to talk about, you know, like I said, we're going to talk about how we connect with those who had passed over without even knowing we're doing it. And I'm going to talk a little bit, like I said, about how you yourself can connect with loved ones through maybe seances. And I want to talk, too, about things like automatic writing, the Ouija board, using pendulums, those kinds of things. But let's begin right now with talking about just in our everyday life, just going about our own business every day, how we connect with those on the other side, which I do truly know that we do, because a lot of my work is as a medium, and I've been doing this for a long time. The detail that many loved ones know about our lives can be kind of surprising and even, you know, kind of shocking at times. They can know, you know, I've had people from spirit come in for my clients who know the color of their homes, what their specific rooms look like. They know what they've had for dinner. They know our thoughts. They know our vacation plans. And part of the reason why that is because they still love us. They're still connected to us. It's only we who feel that death is the end. Once we're over, we recognize, well, you know, I'm really still alive. And I still love my people, and I still want to help them, and I even want to help them even more. And one of the things to keep in mind is that, and this makes no sense what I'm going to say, because in our rational, logical world, we're always thinking in time and space. We're thinking that, you know, I'm here in North Carolina, you're wherever you are, and there's a lot of distance between us. But in the spirit realms, there is none of that. So we're actually inhabiting the same space, which makes no sense to us, but it is true. It's the same space, but it's varying degrees of vibration. So we're in a physical vibration, which is a denser, heavier vibration. And for the most part, we're not able to pick up, or let me take that back and say, for the most part, we're not aware that we're able to pick up the higher vibrations of the spiritual realm. But they're certainly, loved ones are able to kind of tune in to the physical realm still. But because our loved ones are with us, and because they share the same space as we do, we are picking up on them quite a bit. They're not as far away and distant as it may seem. Oops, I'm getting signaled. I'm talking for a long time here. Okay, we got to go. Going to break right now. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking about what we're talking about, which is talking to those who have passed over.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University, and I'm glad you're listening in. If you'd like to give me a call today, the toll-free number here is 800-930-2819. My website is www.sherrydillard.com. Please feel free to take a look. Send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, whatever you'd like to share. I'm here and available. Okay, so we're talking about becoming aware of those on the other side. And last week, if you were listening in, I talked a little bit about the ways that loved ones try to get our attention. And I'm going to go through those real quick just to refresh our memory. Because, you know, once we pass over, we become energy. We already are energy bodies, but we're also physical bodies, so we don't recognize ourselves as energy, but we are. But once we pass over, that is truly who we are and how we operate. And so loved ones on the other side will often get our attention through energy and electrical kinds of things, radio, television, lights, blinking, flashing, burning things out, ringing our phones. They will also come through our dreams, almost like visitations where you really feel like you've been with them. They will also use nature, butterflies, birds is a very common one, very, very common. Coming to your window over and over, a specific bird, birds following you, showing up at a certain time. Butterflies are also another very common way that loved ones can kind of spiritually, energetically connect with us. They might also, at very advanced levels, kind of move our jewelry or hide it from us. We may smell their perfume, their cigar, that kind of thing. And, quite often, you might turn on the radio, you feel the impulse to do it, and one of your favorite songs is playing or one of their favorite songs is playing. That's another way that they kind of like to make themselves known. Now, there are other subtle ways, though. And if you know anything about my work, my books, and if you listen to the radio, my show here, you know that I believe that we all have specific ways that we intuit information. I've broken it down to four basic modalities. We intuit through our emotions, and that is picking up on absorbing emotional energy from others, the environment. We intuit through our mind, through our mental energy, picking up thoughts of others, which is telepathy. Also, being able to kind of have that experience of just knowing something. That's a mental intuitive. Physical intuitives are people that have more of a gut feeling, and they often intuit through their hands. You know, they can be like massage therapists or physical therapists or something along those lines, and they kind of pick up energy in that way. And then there's spiritual intuitives who often are clairvoyant, which is those are the ones that will kind of see spirits, see flashing lights. They may feel connected to people on the other side through dreams. But quickly, an emotional intuitive, a lot of times if they're connecting to a loved one on the other side, they'll simply feel really good. You know, they'll feel a lot of love. They'll feel a soothing, a kind of calmness comes over them. And they're soaking up kind of those higher vibrations of cosmic love. They're also themselves able to absorb that kind of healing love too and help others in that way. Mental intuitives are the ones that often carry on inner dialogues with their loved ones. And you've probably done that where you might be driving in your car or doing something. And before you know it, you know, you're kind of talking to someone and you feel like, you know, this seems kind of crazy, but you're doing it. And a lot of times you're kind of sharing conversation with a loved one who's wanting to get an idea to you or a new thought or let you know of something that's coming. Physical intuitives a lot of times will intuit through, like I said, their gut feelings, but also through synchronicities. A lot of times physical intuitives will be likely to be the ones that kind of you know, feathers will drop in their path. I have a client who, I think her father always sends her nickels, so she'll find nickels every place, and she always knows it's her father, and she thanks them. Or they might be the ones that are likely to smell the perfume, or even on their skin, they can kind of feel a loved one touching them close, kind of laying their hand on them. Spiritual intuitives, like I said, tend to pick up on the other side through, a lot of times, you know, those are the ones who will have grown up seeing spirits, you know, being aware of an uncle or a grandmother or grandfather in the house. They also can see auras, which is the magnetic field that surrounds us. And they'll see a lot of times like orbs or flashing lights in a room, or kind of a sparkle in a room, just a tiny little pinpoint at times. And a lot of times that's the presence of a spirit also on the other side. So those are just some of the common ways, based on your psychic medium type, that you might be picking up on loved ones. So please pay attention to that. And before I go into other ways to connect with loved ones on the other side, which I want to talk a little bit, like I said earlier, about some of the things like automatic writing and Ouija boards and seances. But before I do that, I do want to talk about what's out there in the spirit realm, because it's important to recognize that just like in the physical world, you know, we have all kinds of people here, all kinds of people. I mean, obviously, just look at the elections and you will know we have all kinds of people. We believe all kinds of different things, and we're at all different levels of growth and awareness. We're all kind of huddled here on Earth. And in the spirit realm, it's similar but different at the same time, in that, you know, there's a few different levels, we'll say, just as there are on Earth, of awareness. When we pass over, our awareness does shift dramatically, in that we're embraced by love, we're embraced by a higher awareness. But there are some people who pass over who resist that for a lot of different reasons. And I'm going to get into why they may do that and how we can help them. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about I've really become aware of this in my work, but I want to talk about when I first came across this kind of concept, and it was many years ago when I went to a conference in Chicago that had to do with spiritual healing, I believe. And it was one of those conferences where you can pick a lot of different kind of workshops or classes to take. And I arrived a little late, and the ones that I wanted to take, I couldn't take. So I ended up taking one that I'm really glad I took, but at the time, I mean, it was synchronistic that I took it. I needed to, but it's not one I would have really picked. And the workshop, I don't remember the name of it, but what it was about was led by a man who did deep possession work. And deep possession work is when there is a spirit around a person who doesn't need to be there, who might be lost or wandering. They're not necessarily ill intent or evil, but they just aren't doing the person any favors. And so I went to this, and it was led by a man who had been doing the work for a long time, and it was based on the work of a physician who I cannot remember her name right now, but she wrote the book The Unquiet Dead, if you're interested. And the book she wrote was about her practice, and about how in her practice, she was an osteopath. She became aware that not everybody was healing. So she started to do hypnotherapy with people, her patients. And in the hypnotherapy process, she was working with one person in particular, and a spirit suddenly started talking through this woman and saying that it was not going to leave this woman. It liked her. It was lost. But it was clearly the cause for this woman's kind of physical loss of energy. And this doctor was so intrigued by this, she started to hypnotize more people that were ill. And she discovered more and more that at times this was the cause of the illness. So I went to this workshop. I learned a lot about all of this, and I actually had a process. I had a session with this man, after the workshop to see if I had any kind of spirits around me or with me that were clearly not doing me any good. And surprisingly and sure enough, there was one, and it was kind of in my solar plexus. And when he detached it, when it was an incredible visceral feeling, which I could actually feel it leaving my body, and I felt very different when it was gone. I was the kind of, I had very negative self-talk at that time. I mean, really negative self-talk. I didn't like myself very much. I was kind of one of those people that put myself down a bit. And the interesting thing was after that work, that was gone. Now, not that I didn't have any negative self-talk. I had some, but not to the degree and the intensity that I had. And so I realized that those feelings I was having and that negativity was certainly coming from this spirit that was with me. But the interesting thing was the spirit that was with me really meant me no harm. It was a male who thought he was protecting me. And the way he was protecting me, he felt, was kind of by putting up this kind of wall of resistance and like, you know, nobody's going to get me, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, it was kind of seeping into my consciousness as a negativity towards myself. So I, before this work, was the kind of person who didn't believe, you know, I believed in everything good. I believe that these things didn't necessarily exist. But this was an eye-opener for me. And after this, my work really changed. And it changed for the better because my ability to heal and help people really escalated and once I was aware of what some of us might be dealing with. So I'm going to share a little bit more about wandering and lost spirits when we come back. Again, feel free to give me a call, 800-930-2819. I am Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University. And we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, Intuit University. I'm glad you're listening. My website again, www.sherrydillard.com. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the Day of the Dead, which is today. And we're talking about what that is. What's a dead person? And where do they go? And what happens? And how do we connect with them? You know, in New Age circles, what we call the other side, we tend to call it the light. We tend to think of it as, an energy vibration that is all love. It's ruled, it's filled with higher beings of compassion and angelic energy, archangel energy, ascended masters. It's a place of wisdom and learning and knowing, forgiveness, and it's a place where our soul rests in its eternal soul's essence. And when we pass over, the light opens for us and we are able to pass into this beauty of this wonderful, wonderful environment. Where we're conscious and we do, that'll be another show perhaps, what happens when we're there. But what I want to talk about is what happens when we don't go directly there and why we don't. In between that light, that energy, that ascended energy, is what I'm going to call the etheric realm right now. The etheric realm is, I guess maybe if we're going to be talking about like Catholics or, in Egyptian and many, and even Native American and many different spiritual traditions, there is an in-between level. And this in-between level, like I said, I'm going to call the etheric level realm. And what this is, it's kind of like being stuck between the floors of an elevator. We're still aware of the physical energy. We're still aware of physical vibration, and we're identifying with it. We still feel connected to it, and we still go, when we pass over, if we're in that realm, we still go to the physical realm as our source of energy instead of focusing on our source of energy as the pure energy of the light. Now, why would we do this? That's the question. Why would anyone pass over and want to stay in this stuck place and not go into the light? The simple answer, which is not that simple, I guess, but, and I'll go into the various reasons, but basically there's a few reasons why that happens. You know, there are some people who believe that death is the end. They believe that once they physically die, and I've bumped into a few in my work, they believe that when we physically die, that's it. Consciousness is over and there is nothing afterwards. Now, sometimes when people die and they do not recognize that they're dead, basically. They die, but their consciousness is still aware, they're alert, and because they do not have any sense of what is to happen next, or even that they can be aware after their death, they can kind of miss that opportunity to ascend directly into the light. Now, these kinds of souls who pass out, who refuse to believe that they're dead, are actually will eventually go into the light pretty easily. They're not really stuck all the time. They might have a delayed response. They may wander a bit. But eventually they will go into that higher vibration. What happens, though, is that in that time where they are in between realms, what happens is that, like I said, we need a source of energy. We need a source. Now, when we're in the physical realm, our source of energy is sunlight, food, and water, basically. When we pass over, our source of energy is the light. It's that source of all love. When souls go over and they don't recognize that they're energy beings, they still try to attach to the physical world in order to get their energy needs met. But because they can no longer eat, sunlight doesn't affect them, water doesn't affect them, what they tend to do is they'll connect to people who are a source of energy for them. And that's what I talked about earlier. Now, one of the big reasons why people don't go into the light, another one, is that if people pass over through an accident that was very quick and they don't recognize that they were in an accident and their consciousness has been kind of shaken and blurred, they will continue wandering around at times, not even aware of what happened to them. If people have a cognitive illness like Alzheimer's, dementia, they too will be detached from the body and not recognize that they have gone over quite often. And if someone passes through drugs or alcohol, if their consciousness is kind of floating out there because they are under that influence, they too will not become aware quickly that they have passed over. And they, again, will focus on the earth realm, focus on the physical realm, trying to get back into it, trying not at all, you know, perception is everything. And if they're not aware, if the perception is not aware that they are actually transitioned, then they are going to cling to the physical world in order to get their needs met. And they're in a kind of a fog, keep in mind. This isn't like clear reasoning. This is kind of wandering around, lost, trying to find and needing a source of energy. And so what happens is that a lot of times people who have a lot of love, people who are spiritually minded and positive people, they tend to exude energy. They kind of have a lot of spiritual energy, a lot of source energy, and they also are people who tend to be more open-minded, maybe, or open-hearted. And a lot of times it's those kinds of people that spirits will attach to because they are a wonderful source of energy for them. And again, it does not mean that these people that are lost are trying to harm you or hurt you or, you know, in any way kind of, you know, cause you disruption or issues. It's just they really kind of don't know where they are, and they're looking to you as a source of energy and feeling good. All right, ghosts. Let's talk about ghosts for a minute. Ghosts are a little different than the wanderers that I just talked about. You know, ghosts, a lot of times, and not all ghosts, because some ghosts really just are lost souls. But some ghosts really don't want to go over to the light. You know, they may have been religious people who believed in a hell, and they fear that if they don't cling to the earth, then they're going to end up, you know, in eternity with or in the company of the devil. And so they kind of try to stay in their homes, or they stay with what's familiar, and they hold on. Some ghosts really don't want to give up their earthly possessions. You know, they've worked hard for them. They don't want to give them to strangers or even to the family. And so they stay in their home and they stay around their property, and they really do want to scare people away. They can cause all kinds of commotion. They can, you know, they get good at these things, slamming doors, creating kind of warm and cool spots. They can even touch us or move objects and all kinds of things. And, you know, keep in mind that over many centuries, some of these ghosts have really learned how to really interrupt the physical world and make impressions here. So they can be kind of scary. But you got to keep in mind that ghosts actually have no real power, that the only power that they have is that they can invoke fear in us. And that's why they go about that, doing that, because that gives them our energy, because what they really need is our energy. So the more scary they are, in a way, the more energy they're getting from us. Keep in mind that we have dominion over the physical realm, in that we have the power here. And that's why it's so important to become empowered in this way, is because ghosts, wandering spirits, lost souls, they look to us still as a way to connect. They look to us as a way to gain energy, and also to, a lot of times, to get direction. Perception is everything. You know, someone asked me, you know, well, why, or, you know, it makes sense. Why don't they listen to their guides or their loved ones in spirit instead of us? The sad truth is they're not always aware of them. Why not? Because their perception, again, is still focused in the physical world. So they're not able to, you know, kind of become aware of us in the way that, I mean, aware of the spiritual realm. And what's odd is they can't, we're sometimes more aware of it than they are. I know that seems crazy, but it is true. And that's why we can help them, because we're the mediators. You know, we can go in between realms and kind of help direction. All right, we're going to get back to this. I'm going to talk about seances when we get back, and other kinds of things. This is Intuit University with Sherry Dillard, and we are going to a break right now.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. I'm glad you're listening. We're having a good time today talking about the other side and what to know out there and how to work with it. By the way, my email address is sgd7777@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I do readings of medium readings, psychic readings. Please, if you're interested, let me know. I'd love to give you a reading. And what we're talking about right now is we're talking about, I want to talk about seances and also what's safe and how to go about things. So what I always, I think I said that four or five times, hopefully, advise people to do whenever they're willingly and wanting to contact the other side, whether that be their own loved ones, looking for ghosts, feeling a spirit around them, whatever they're doing, whenever you're wanting to make contact, please always say a prayer of protection around yourself. What that does is simply invokes kind of this aura, this energy of love and white light around you, so that only what's in your highest good will come in. Only what's in your highest good will be able to connect with you. Because like I said, you know, we have dominion over the physical world, over who, it's kind of like I tell people, you know, most people wouldn't just leave their front doors open and say, okay, anybody that's walking down the street or driving by or whatever, sure, just walk through my house, here I am. You know, we don't do that. We kind of open the door for who we want to come in, and we certainly close the door if we don't feel like someone's going to come in and have any positivity in our lives. So it's simple, just a simple little prayer. Whenever I do a reading, I always say a little prayer. I'll give you just kind of a little snip. This is a short prayer. You can say something like this. Divine source of all life, surround me with the white light of love and protection. I invoke the highest love of all of creation to be above me, within me, by my side, within my heart, mind, body, and soul, protecting and guiding me. Anything along those lines, just invoke that so that you will always protect and only allow what's in your highest good in. Which leads me to some of the other kinds of ways that people, not, I don't know, there are people that still do this. I think it was popular in the past a little bit, but just to go through things like automatic writing, pendulums, and Ouija boards. The problem with some of these things, and actually, you know, in some ways, it's not the instrument themselves that make them inherently dangerous in the way that you can pick up wandering spirits. It's simply the intent a lot of times that we go into it with them. If you say the prayer of protection around yourself and really have the highest intent of only connecting what's in your highest good, then a lot of these things are safe. At the same time, I don't actually really recommend them because what we're doing when we are doing automatic writing in order to connect with a spirit, doing the pendulum to connect with a spirit, or doing the Ouija board, what we're actually doing is we're asking a spirit to come into the denser physical vibration. And what they have to do in order to do that is kind of synchronize and bond with our physical energy in order to write through us, in order to move, you know, that little Ouija board thing around, or in order to do the pendulum. Their vibration meets ours in a way that is probably, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to people who are kind of not sure about this. I would recommend more, in my books I talk about this too, is kind of working with certain guides of yours and, like I said, invoking light and calling people in more specifically than randomly. In other words, knowing who you want to connect with, not just saying, okay, whatever spirit's out there, talk through the Ouija board or do this, give me this writing. It's really important to kind of set an intent, and it can be an angel that you want to connect with. It can be a high spirit guide, or it can be a loved one, But I would be really careful of just inviting anybody. And again, think of your home and think if you were to say, okay, anybody who's out there, come on in, whoever you are, regardless, my door's open. It's real different than saying, okay, mom, come on in, I'd like to visit, or you know, someone that you highly respect and trust, or a higher, you know, kind of divine energy like an angel. So with that in mind, let's just talk real quick about a seance. If you want to do a seance, I think they're fine to do. In fact, I think it's a good way to kind of develop your medium ability. I'm going to go through something real quick. We don't have a lot of time here. If you're going to do a seance, get a group of people that you trust, that you like. Sit in a quiet room. Sit in a circle. Someone needs to be the moderator. The moderator is going to be the one who kind of should be pretty psychic and able to discern and feel kind of the energy of a place. I also recommend before you ever do a seance or group work, you burn sage, cedar, and kind of clear the energy out. If you do Reiki, Reiki is another really good way to clear the energy of a space out. You might want to get a candle, light a candle, put it in the center of the room. Set an intent of who you want to connect with, whether it's a loved one. You know, in some seances, you might want to connect with kind of a deceased public figure, which if you're going to do that, I would definitely recommend it be someone of high character who was maybe more spiritually on a spiritual path, you know, Jesus or Mary, or you could invoke the essence of an ascended master. Or somebody, you know, that is spiritually authentic. And like I said, the moderator would say a prayer perhaps out loud for everybody. You might want to hold hands. That can increase the psychic energy. It should be someplace, again, keep in mind, quiet. Turn off cell phones. It should be darkened so that, you know, there's no interruptions in that way. It has to be, you know, it's real important because once people get into a deeper state, just little things like a cell phone can make you kind of like jump, you know? All right, so do that. Join hands. And then the moderator will kind of say a prayer, an invocation for whoever it is that you're wanting to have come into your space. And again, it can be a loved one, somebody who you all agree on. And then instead of using kind of, you know, The spirit's going to communicate in a lot of ways. They might like tap the old way of seances, what you would hear this like knocking on the table, knocking on the walls. The candle might flutter or flicker. And the other thing is a lot of people in the room, the sitters, which is what you call the people in the seance, will begin to get messages from that person. And then they can start sharing the messages for everybody, saying them out loud. And again, agree on the format. You might want to say them out loud later, or the moderator may say, you know, if you have a message, please speak it whenever you're ready. And then at a certain time, only do this for a specific amount of time, and then agree on like 15 minutes, 20, whatever. And then the moderator would close up the circle with a prayer of protection and bring everybody into normal consciousness. But these are things are fun to do, and they tend to be successful, especially in a group. And, we are going to have to go. My time is running short. I've had a great time with you all today. If you have any questions, like I said, we shared a lot of information today. Please feel free to give me a call. Email sgd7777@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I've had a great time with you. Again, my prayers and love go out to anybody in the throes of still dealing with Hurricane Sandy. And have a blessed and wonderful week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session,
Visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.